Hey, this is Holly. Before we start today's episode, I just wanted to pop in and say we record ahead of time because of a lot of things going on in our lives. So the episode that you're going to hear today was recorded before everything in our world shifted because of coronavirus. So please listen with that in mind. We've heard from people too that they still like to hear about things other than just the coronavirus. So we've decided to go ahead and air these episodes. But we wanted to give you a little heads up. Again, we appreciate you for being our fourth chair friend. And whatever is to come, we are going to figure out how to get through it together.
So for me, holy confidence is walking in borrowed strength from God. Okay. It's just something that He has loaned me. And so it's not a haughty thing. It's not a I've got this thing. It's a God's got me. And that when I feel like I cannot say I got it, I'm walking in His strength. So in the end, I will.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your favorite place together.
Hey, hey, fourth chair friends. We are... Jennifer and Susie are laughing at me. Was that a cute? Hey, was that an especially enthusiastic greeting?
Okay. That was a really special
hey. Nice. Well, now my confidence feels undermined.
And you are so validated. I validate you. You are amazing.
That is what we were supposed to be talking today. We're talking about confidence because we are saying that self-esteem is just feeling good about ourselves, which I don't right now. And holy confidence is knowing who we truly are. So with that, I will pass it to you, Susie. Yeah.
Let's see if I can pull it.
Oh my gosh, we just got silly.
Something just happened. I don't know what happened in the studio. We lost it. You know, I think this is a really great question, and I hope that you will take these confession questions and ask them in your small group. Listen to this episode together. Let it be a fun time at the coffee shop with the girls. But this confession question is, what is a time when you met fear with holy confidence? And I think before we can answer that question, like, that sounds like very churchy lingo.
Yeah.
What is holy confidence? What is that?
So for me, holy confidence is walking in borrowed strength from God. Okay. It's just something that He has loaned me. And so it's not a haughty thing. It's not a I've got this thing. It's a God's got me. So
borrowed I can. Strength.
Yeah. So it's borrowed strength that I know is available to me. It's a gift given to me. And that when I feel like I cannot say I got it, I'm walking in His strength. So in the end, I will.
That is the best description ever. Borrowed strength. Yeah. I'm walking in borrowed strength. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Jennifer, what's a time when you met fear with holy confidence or borrowed strength?
Well, I know I've shared openly about this, but I had two miscarriages and then had to go through treatment. And it was 3 years later and went through a lot physically. And then I got pregnant with my daughter. And I got fat and sassy and just loved the whole process. I was so excited to, you know, start showing and all of that. But when it was time to give birth to her, it was not an easy thing. It was 17 hours of labor. It was 7 hours of pushing. It was a lot of fear. It was me asking for all the drugs.
How many hours?
It was 17 hours altogether.
Oh, Jennifer. That's...
So I was really, really like I was doing all the work, you know, and asking for all the drugs as soon as they could give it to me. But I ended up having to have an emergency cesarean because it was getting really scary and Whitley's heart rate was dropping. Mm-hmm. And so when they pulled her out, they did the cesarean, she was not breathing. And that moment, all my husband had just experienced loss and watching me go through just such tremendous trauma to my body, that he was just backing up and so scared. But I was like, God has brought me so far.
Yeah.
And I know, like, I just knew I was going to hear her crying. Yeah. And when I heard that cry, it was the loudest, you know, and most irritated cry ever, but it was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it was that moment that I was just, I was laying there on that table completely helpless and just, but knew without a shadow of a doubt that my baby girl was going to be okay.
Wow.
That was just holy confidence.
And I love that God can supernaturally kind of infuse us in those moments sometimes.
Yeah.
And yet imagine there are people listening that say, what does holy confidence look like when that's not the outcome?
Right.
Yeah. When that cry doesn't come, when the cancer comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that look like then? So especially for you, Suze, you know, you're watching it. You are in these seasons and I am watching you walk in holy confidence.
Yeah.
So what does that look like? What does it look like?
You know, I think the reason I love Borrowed Strength so much is that it's real.
Yeah.
And it's acknowledging that we are going to walk through places where we just don't have what we need, you know, whether that's for that moment or for that day. One of the things that I've heard someone say is that the Bible has to be true for everybody. You know, we can't just slap a Western connotation on scripture. And so when we talk about holy confidence and borrowed strength and the verses that we bring up, it's for every woman out there. And some women are in these trenches of hard places where finding holy confidence is hard. And, you know, I'm on my fourth cancer diagnosis. My fourth, two with breast cancer, one with melanoma, and one where I had it on my face. And like, I'm really tired of cancer.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it. My family is tired of it. My kids are tired of it. I don't want it to define me. But when I think about borrowed strength, I can absolutely feel such joy in the fact that acknowledging I don't have what it takes to walk through this. But the Lord is going to meet me right where I'm at, and I'm not going to do this alone, and he's going to help me take this one step at a time. And I don't understand totally why we've been in this hard place for such a long time. But what I can say is that when you said the words borrowed strength, everything within me just lit up, and it was like, That's what I gave you. Yeah. That's what's been happening, right. Susie, is that, you know, I've loaned you the heart and soul of who I am as my daughter. I've loaned that to you, and you need it for right now. Now, down the road, you're gonna let somebody else borrow your strength, but it's going to come from the reservoir that I gave you.
Right.
So I'm fascinated with this.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think confidence can be about our circumstances.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes the biggest struggle, at least for me, is confidence about who we are. Yeah. So if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you know, my nemesis is my loud inner critic that tells me who I'm not and how I don't measure up. And I'm in an ongoing process of healing with that. And so when I think of confidence, I think of agreeing with who God says I am.
Yes.
You know, okay. And so just saying, okay, if God says I have what I need to do what he's called me to do, then I do.
Yeah.
Even if I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Even if I mess up.
Yes.
Even if it doesn't turn out the way I expect. And with this question, I even thought of when we first started doing this, More Than Small Talk. If you have not been with us from the beginning, started out as Facebook Live videos.
They were crazy.
I think one time we were sideways. One time we were green. Yes. Susie had a coughing fit so loud she had to leave the room and borrow a towel and put it over her head.
I put a towel over my head in the other room because I was coughing so hard.
And one time there was no sound. So yeah, we it was
many
a hot
times
mess.
There was no sound.
Yes.
Because we are not tech savvy. No. We figured that out.
So okay. Our confidence.
I'm a little tech savvy, but not in those instances.
So our confidence could not be in just like straight up, we know how to do this right. We didn't always, we learned as we went. But I think we all had confidence that this is an invitation that God is inviting us to accept.
Yeah.
And so we're going to say yes. And we're going to trust that our crazy coughing green sideways selves are usable by yeah. him in spite of us.
So I was watching one the other day, Holly, because it was part of you have an online class yeah. that you do. And she showed one where we did one that was talking about being our real selves. So we show up and none of us have a stitch of makeup on.
Yeah.
We had clothes. That was going to sound like. And we were all wearing sweats and yoga pants. And, you know, I watched that the other day and I still really love it.
Yeah.
Aww.
I do. Yeah. And we all talked about, like, you missed your lips or your eyebrows one?
Probably both. I love those things.
But I love that if we hadn't waded through those, some of them really techie terrible, we wouldn't be here today.
Right. Yeah.
We had to do that to get to where we were today.
And right? we've had to show up living in our insecurities, like for me, because I would just second guess myself and I did not have confidence when we started this. We've had to show up, you know, going through cancer and trauma and life. And we've just kept showing up messy and God has used that. So that's holy confidence to yeah. me is saying, you know what, I'm really not asking you to be perfect, but you have to be available
yeah.
and well, I'm going to help you.
One thing I just want to say real quick is one reason that we love KLRC so much love Kara so much as our producer is that we've not been sideways. There's not tech issues. When we completely mess it up, yeah. Kara cleans it up.
Yeah.
And, you know, what a blessing. But we wouldn't have appreciated that if we hadn't walked through the trenches.
That's true.
Trying to do it ourselves.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
So thinking about fear and holy confidence, what's going to help us to stay in the holy confidence lane instead of fear?
I think a big part of it is, like we were just talking about, showing up.
Yeah.
Because I think when I have chosen not to show up, it actually, I think it will protect my confidence because then I won't fail. But it actually, over time, erodes it because I don't get to see that it will be okay anyway.
Right.
And then even if I can't do it perfectly, God is enough to do what he wants to through me anyway. And so when I show up, even if I fail, over time, it builds my confidence,
yeah.
which seems like a paradox. But when I hide and make sure I don't do anything wrong, over time, it decreases my confidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think what helps
you're
is
safe
just showing up.
Yeah.
yeah. Safe and
yeah.
stuck.
Yeah.
And then I begin to tell myself, well, see, I can't really do it.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever it is. And so showing up imperfect and doing it is actually a better confidence builder than playing it safe.
Right. That's yeah. And it's okay. It's okay to be honest. That's one thing I want to say. One thing that really helps is to be honest. We laughed at the top of this just because I loved the hey. It was so enthusiastic.
I keep trying to come up with different ways to greet you every week. So if you have an idea, let me know.
To be able as friends to just laugh about that and have fun with that. But, you know, sometimes it's okay to be honest and just say, you know, I don't have what it takes right now. And this actually happened in my own home last night. As you know, I'm on the cancer journey and going through surgeries and all the things. And I found out yesterday there's another procedure that I have to do that I didn't know I was going to have to do. And I feel like I just need a zipper. Like if I could just have a zipper and if they want to go in and grab something, just go and grab it, you know, quit sticking me with needles, quit cutting me up. Like I'm really tired of surgery. And found out that, you know, there's a chance that there's going to be another procedure that I didn't know. And I was just so sad about it. Like I was sad and I don't get sad very often. And Richard was like, you know, babe, what can I do? You know, how can I help you? And I said, I just need to be sad right now because I am.
Right.
And I'm tired and I'm tired of getting stuck and I'm tired of surgeries. And I know all the good. I could list all of the good things that God has done. I could list all of the good that people has done. But for that moment, I needed to be able to say, I don't have enough to meet this right now because I am super sad about this and I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I just don't. And then the next day I woke up and I was stronger. But I think if I had pushed that down, it would still be there.
Well, I think that's another kind of borrowed strength.
Yeah.
Sometimes we borrow God's strength and sometimes we borrow other people's.
Right. Yeah.
And that's all right. Because like you said before, someday someone's going to need to borrow yours.
Yep.
Right. And you'll be ready then.
I will be ready.
Well, and I was just thinking about someone who might be listening today and, you know, you didn't get the miracle. Like I got the miracle of, you know, my daughter. And I think that we have to give ourselves permission and room to say, I'm not okay, but I'm going to be.
Yeah.
And just like what you're saying, give yourself room to just be sad and grieve.
To grieve.
Because that is so healthy. And I think it's really brave.
Yeah.
There's nothing weak about grieving and, you know, really processing what you're going through.
Yeah. I'm grieving normalcy.
Yeah.
If I'm honest, I'm grieving normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for normalcy and I see it and it's all around me and it's enticing and I'm excited about it. And yet here comes another thing that I know is going to delay normalcy. And I'm like, oh, I hate that.
And grief and anger and all of those things are also not a lack of confidence in God.
No.
That's right.
Like I've talked to some people, I'm sure we all have, or I've been, where they're like, well, the world's falling apart, but God is good.
Yeah.
You know, and I think our intentions are
They're so good. Yeah.
But I think we just need to know we don't have to cover for God. Like the Psalms, you know, people are like, where are you? What are you doing?
They're
I don't understand. Like, yes, lamenting. And I think to me, that's actually an expression of confidence in God.
It is.
When you say, I can bring everything I am, everything I feel, everything I've lost, and trust you with it. To me, that's the ultimate confidence.
Yeah.
So it is okay if you're in a place.
Yeah. Faith is not... looking at something and saying, it's not happening, it's not happening, it's not happening. And I think about, you know, the three men in the fire. If they could have said all day long, this is not happening, I'm okay. Well, there was a fire, you know, but to be able to say, I am in the fire, but God's going to meet me in the midst of it. And I know that to be true.
That's when we go on to say, but God is good.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's okay to have that little comma in the middle.
Yeah.
It is. It is.
So as we think about this from a practical perspective, and Suze, like you said, you are right in the middle of this. What is a step that we can take, or someone who's listening who's saying, you know what? I am not feeling the holy confidence today. Yeah. I'm feeling whatever is the opposite of that. What is a starting place?
I went to a prayer room the other day. We have one in our community. There's a good chance you don't have one in yours. So it'd be a prayer room that you create of a closet or a bathroom or wherever it is. But I went into this prayer room. And I was empty, empty, empty. And I just sat there. And again, completely honest, everything within me was wanting to do, to go, to somehow tackle this. And I just felt the Lord asking me to just remain still. And I ended up, you know, just sitting there for like 30 minutes, letting worship soak over my heart. And it took time. I didn't feel a thing in the beginning. But at some point, it began to soak through that barrier. And I received what I needed. So find that prayer room, whatever it is, wherever you need to make that.
Yeah. And I was just thinking about surrender, and we can throw that word out, but it's just letting go, you know, letting go and saying, I'm going to trust you, even though I don't like what I'm facing. I don't like what I'm feeling, but I believe that you're going to work things all for my good. So I've got to let go. And that's really, really hard to do. So I can say that pretty quickly, but, it's just a practice thing. Just keep surrendering, keep letting go, keep trusting God, and just hang in there.
Yeah. And I think one step for me was learning the true definition of humility. I always equated it with insecurity. I think a lot of us do, especially as women. So one day I finally went into, you know, all the Greek stuff and everything. And in the original language, the word is taponos, and it actually basically comes down to what I said was my definition of confidence, which is agreeing with what God says, including what he says about us.
I love it.
And so when we say, I am strong, I am loved, I am brave, I have what it takes because of who lives in me, That is confidence.
Yeah.
And so if we've believed some myths about what it means to be humble, I think that we can switch that to knowing being humble actually means holy confidence. It means agreeing with who God says we are.
Yeah.
So next week's episode is Do That New Thing. Girl, no, I just leave that in. That's not it. Hey, girls, that's going to be so fun.
Well, just we always want to leave you with resources. And Holly and I both have a resource that I believe can help you when it comes to borrowed strength or holy confidence. And mine is Spirit-Led Heart. And the Spirit-Led Heart is a book that I wrote about the Helper, which is the Holy Spirit. And so that is where we can find that borrowed strength that is already within us, that knows the heart of the Father over us. And we can borrow that with power and love and strength.
Yes. And I have a book called You're Already Amazing. And I think that it is when we know who God says we are that we can step into confidence. So that came out of a journey about that in my life. It also has really practical tools like what are my strengths? What are my skills? Who am I called to serve? How do I create kind of a mission statement? So if that's where you are, I would love to help you take the next step in holy confidence through that book. You're Already Amazing. And we want you to know, fourth tier friends, that we are grateful for you, that we get to do life together, even if it's virtually. And so as we go, I just want to say, hey, hey.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on klrc.com. You can also join us in our Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite app so you won't ever miss an episode.